Hi, this is Joel Berger. I listen to Ron Amatron, Creation Light Ship Healing.
Hello, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Creation Lightship Healing Show with Ron Amatron. Today is Friday, August 16th, 2013. It is Paranormal Sounds Like Sci-Fi Friday. This Sunday, there is an eight-hour healing call where you can spend the entire 8 hours with Ron doing clearings and healings, and we are actually on the lightship. That is the 18th, and there's another 8-hour call on the 25th of August. So there's plenty of time to sign up for both of those 8-hour calls on Ron's website, which is creationlightship.com. Tonight we will be accepting phone calls to BBS Radio if you have a paranormal story or question you'd like to share. We also always love to hear any testimonials about any clearings that you've done. So we always welcome those calls, too. Also, I'll be on the fast chat and on clsquestions@yahoo.com. Before we say hello to Ron, everyone will want to get a picture of the light being opened. You can find that either on the BBS page, just scroll down a little bit, and that beautiful picture is there, or you can go to creationlightship.com and click on the light being. When Ron comes on, he'll activate that for peace for all of us to experience during the show. And finally, we'll say hello, Ron.
Hi, everybody. So let's bring up the light beam, and we'll activate it here with peace energy. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. You feel peace in your room, so let's turn it back over to Ann again.
Okay, Ron, yes, thank you so much. And before we get too into the paranormal, because I think a lot of us, I know sometimes I do, we feel like we are living in somewhat of a paranormal world, and it's hard to get away from it. And because it's Friday, I think it's nice to just sort of help all of our listeners get a bit centered, and I was wondering if we could do some samples of some healings to get everybody in their bodies and heart-centered before we start our show. I feel like a lot of people feel stress and fear, anxiety, so could we do a couple of those, Ron?
Sure, so let's do an anxiety clearing. And here we go. So, 1, severe anxiety, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So, I guess back to you, Ann.
Okay. Thank you very much, Ron. That was anxiety. May we also do, how about if we just do a sample of the emotional body healing, too, which always
okay,
gets everybody.
Okay, so here we go.
Think of an issue, people.
An issue. A 1. Oh, boy. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie dokie.
Well, that felt wonderful and so relaxing, Ron. Thank you very much. I hope that everyone listening agrees with me that that's just very lovely and centering. So I thought we would try something different, Ron. There was something very interesting on TV last night, and we've talked about things like this on the shows in the past, but I thought perhaps if we played a bit of this clip over the radio, I think everyone knows the talk show host Conan O'Brien, so that's who you'll hear introducing this clip, and I'll just put it on for a few seconds on the air, and then you can maybe tell us what you think is going on with this, Ron. So kind of
how many stations are doing that? Any idea?
You know, I didn't count. This clip goes on for almost 2 minutes.
Okay, let's just run it for the 2 minutes.
Okay, you ready? Wait, let me just put my volume back, and you'll hear a little of his introduction, and here we go.
McCare. But judging by local news coverage, there's an even bigger story that's sweeping the nation.
A child's happiness is priceless, especially on a birthday.
A child's happiness is priceless, especially on a birthday.
A child's happiness is priceless, especially on a birthday.
A child's happiness is priceless, especially on a birthday.
Well, a child's happiness is priceless, right? Especially on a birthday.
A child's happiness is priceless, especially on a birthday.
A child's happiness is priceless, especially on a birthday.
A child's happiness is priceless, especially on their birthday.
A child's happiness is priceless, especially on a birthday.
A child's happiness is priceless, especially when it comes to their birthday.
Absolutely.
A child's happiness is priceless, especially on a birthday.
A child's happiness is priceless, especially on a birthday.
Well, a child's happiness is priceless, especially on a birthday.
A child's smile is priceless, especially on a birthday.
A child's happiness is priceless, especially on a birthday.
You know, a child's happiness is priceless, especially on a birthday.
A child's happiness is priceless, especially on a birthday.
A child's happiness is priceless, especially on a birthday.
The child's happiness is priceless, especially on a birthday.
A child's happiness is priceless, especially on a birthday.
A child's happiness is priceless, especially on a birthday. You like that?
Okay. Now, I'm sure you could tell by the different voices that each of those people, it was someone different, and they were all different news radio shows, like, you know, like the Today Show or something, all the talk shows. And it's just absurd. And at the end of it, by the way, Conan, he just didn't really know what to say. He's just sort of making a face like, what is wrong with these people? So it's funny, and you can hear the audience of the show laughing. So what do you think, Ron? Can you talk about that a little?
Well, I think if everybody wrote down the words there, let's do the show on this particular theme here. So,
okay.
What's, I guess priceless would be a good key word, right? And so would child.
Right.
So let's, I'll have you send me some of the vowels that are there. And we'll clear the vowels out of each word. Can you do that for me?
Sure. let me just get my messenger going here. I hope I didn't forget it. A child. Boy, I'm actually forgetting exactly what the words were, especially on their birthday. Yeah, I was thinking it's trying to keep people tied to birthdays, right, in time.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, do you want to... now, did you say you want to clear the vowels, Ron?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Well, let's start with A.
Okay, here we go. So, A. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, next one.
I.
Okay. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5.
Now, we don't need to repeat, right? Like, there's another I, but we don't need to.
No, it'll we'll get do. All the words.
Okay, E.
1, 2, 3, 4, and 5.
Really, that's except for Y, the letter Y.
Okay, and 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5.
Okay. do you think, what do you think is actually going on there, Ron? Is there some kind of, you know, ET mind control going on with that line that for some reason they wanted probably millions of people to hear that yesterday?
I don't know. Very interesting.
One of the comments said it's really nice to hear the media agree on one thing. There's one point of view from all those different people.
I think birthday. So you're talking about your child is a birthday. That's kind of what I think they're trying to get across to everybody, right?
Right.
And so that would mean that would. So you don't have a child. What does that mean? it's priceless. You know, something about that on your birthday.
Mm-hmm.
So. What if you had crappy birthdays? What if the only program that you're running is, you know, the time that you got this big birthday cake, you know, your mother made it for you or whatever, and all your friends are over, and you had to carry it to the table, and you tripped and fell, and you fell on it, and you got your face in the cake. That might be all that you're remembering about birthdays, right? And so, number one, it's probably there to key into you the situation. Of your birthday, and as you're a child. Oh, see if anybody else has any like they're trying to attach people to birthdays. Child smile, okay. So what if you didn't have any teeth? What if you couldn't smile? I think it's how people are relating to that. Very interesting. We can see what other people get on the. If you want to call in, if you got any ideas too, but if they're going across, a dozen or so TV channels, either they're owned by the same company, want them to say that, or they got told to say this. So I don't know what the channels would be, and who owns the channels, But regardless, whoever owned it. What about the free choice of that station, the person in charge of it? There must not be much at all. So, back to you, Ann. We'll see if we get some callers to share their, maybe they felt something. Maybe they go, oh, geez, this is bad, So, I'm going to see, since we got paranormal, let's just see what people can call in about.
Yeah, and I did think that looking at Conan's face, that he was pretty... of course he's making jokes about everything, but I think it kind of disturbed him. And we do have someone, it's the news transmitting the same message to people.
It was definitely, a way to, it wouldn't take much to think, why are they doing that? Even if you're completely oblivious to anything going on, you'd probably think, gee, are they trying to get me to memorize these words? That's what I think the first person would think. By hearing all this here, they didn't realize mind control. They just probably think, wow, I'm hearing all these same words over and over and over again. What does that mean to me? Why are they saying it,
Right. Right. And as you said, it's activating emotions in a lot of people.
Yeah.
Right. And they take our energy away and take parts of our spirits away when we become emotional. Right, Ron?
I just wondered if that's a key day. Did you have a date when they had that? Was it really recent?
Yeah. He aired it last night, so it was probably the day before.
Maybe, you know, let's get rid of the date. And
okay.
Ideally, we timeline crash on us. So let's do a timeline crash on the date.
Okay, let's do August 14th, and that was Wednesday.
Okay, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. And let's do timeline crash for all those words, okay? So here we go. One, remember, this is like a dream in a sense or information that you got. And it could even be, if this really affects you, maybe we have one listener out there, but only one, and they go, man, that's awful. Well, maybe that's tied into the clearing that we have, the problematic event or something. I don't know. We'll get it here. But anyway, it's the barcode. People are probably laughing. Systematic, problematic, stressful, whatever it is.
Are you talking about not recurring? The recurring.
Reoccurring event.
Right.
Something
that always trips you up for some reason, Ron.
Yeah, it does. So that could mean that you might want to try that one if this really pushes your buttons.
Yeah, and I'm wondering, one of the main things we do on the natal barcode, which I love that healing, I put things in all the time, I never thought to put in the word birthday. Like, I put in my birth date, but maybe we need to clear birthday or birthday party or birthday cake.
Okay.
Is that a good idea on the natal barcode?
Oh. You can put that in yourself. We'll clear that now. Timeline crash. I'll do five of those. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, everybody. I feel like we've stumbled upon something here. Might be bigger than we think. So, back to you, Ann. Like I said, if there's a caller out there and they're feeling different, feeling strange, angry or something, call in so we can see how this has affected you. Hearing something that's as ridiculous as this, but knowing that it has trigger points in it and also, key words.
Well, and also, Ron, really this kind of thing is going on all the time. And we're just not aware of it and not paying attention. That, you know, we may just watch one news broadcast, but how many things are maybe upsetting us or going into our minds and causing us to go out on timelines and parallel lives. Yesterday, I had to do a pretty basic math problem. I mean, it was just enough that I had to write it down to make sure, you know, I did it correctly. I dreamt about it all night. I dreamt about those numbers. So I got up first thing this morning and put those numbers in the natal barcode.
Interesting.
So you never know what's going to activate you.
Yeah, that's true.
We just have to pay attention.
Yep.
And then many people I know do things like leave the TV on or the radio on while they're doing other things. It's on in the background, and you know, you could just totally miss what you're being programmed about.
That is correct. Yeah, it's also interesting. If you were to, a little strange, but as you go to the, if you get a newspaper, and all of a sudden, all the newspapers are turned the same way, right? So you pick yours up, and all of a sudden, you know, underneath it's the same one as yours. Are those main headlines on that newspaper and all of those newspapers connected to an energy pool? Oh, and, you know, there could be a stack of maybe 50 newspapers sitting there. They're all the same. And I'm just trying to connect some dots here. And then, if you pick it up, and we'll just say that you live in a state, right? Let's just say that there's a lottery winner, right, for $100 million, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It lives in your town, Gary, Indiana, okay? You live in Gary, Indiana. All of a sudden, you pick up that thing, and you got Super Bowl or whatever it's called, you know? Winner in Gary, Indiana, right? And you pick it up, and that relates to you now because you're in that town. Now you're reading to see if you know the person. Now everybody who picks it up in that town are going to be connected and corded to that newspaper, maybe even cross-corded. So that's what I'm trying to look at here is how that's going to be affecting everybody. So we'll just going out into a different area here, but what do you guys think? Back to you, Ann.
Okay, let me take a look here. I'm just going to read some of the comments about the birthday line that they were all saying. It sounds like clones mimicking each other. They're trying to control the media. I think the audience was a laughter soundtrack. It might have been. The problematic event relief clearing. Thank you, whoever put that in there. Something that could be stressful for people would be their actual birthday, not just all the birthdays. And after that, life is not as happy. someone said, I'm remembering this from another timeline. Someone said, I hated getting gifts from my alien family. Wow. Would it be a good idea to clear, perhaps on natal barcode again, Ron, birthday presents?
Yeah, that would be fine.
And then maybe list certain ones. I know someone that was upset for years about a big doll that they got, and then they thought it was a family member, and it scared them. And so that should be cleared. So I think if something stands out for you like that, that would be a good thing to clear as well, right?
That's okay. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh boy. Okay. Back to you, Ann.
Okay. Someone saying you can be psychically attacked through gift giving. Is that true, Ron? That someone could cord you or attack you kind of through?
I would say probably so. Yeah. Uh huh.
I know a lot of times people give a gift and then it's kind of like there's an obligation or a responsibility with the gift or reciprocity expected or something. And all of that is courting and psychic attacks, isn't it?
Yeah, that's correct, uh-huh.
And then someone suggests, you know, do the object clearing if someone gives you a gift, and that's, of course, a great idea. And then someone's bringing up, I guess, just in general, the emotional things. I noticed a big energy when a crowd cheers in the sports and in sports on TV, too. You've talked about that before, right, Ron, what goes on in those big stadiums?
Yeah, that is correct. So a lot of stuff is happening there.
Okay, and so it's similar to kind of what, back to that birthday line and all those things, it's all programming, and this is how you're supposed to feel, and this is how you're supposed to act and be like everybody else. Let's see what else we can clear around that. I'm going to see if someone would like to send in an email. We do have the email opened at clsquestions@yahoo.com, and I'm also checking the fast chat. Oh, and here's another one, Ron, something, you know, back to children. If you bond to alien babies and they're programmed to control you,
Alien babies?
Yeah.
Oh.
Are people on this planet having alien babies?
Yeah. Oh, God. Okay.
Sorry, but, you know, it makes sense, doesn't it? If there are aliens living here, why wouldn't they be?
Yep, that's correct.
Okay. Maybe it would be, could we do some clearing from courting to babies or from babies?
Sure, here we go. So let's do that. Everybody think of a child or a baby. And this might not, I don't know how to do this one here, because you might pick your own child, and you may think that it's alien if you feel energies get released on a cord, so that may not work. I probably should not do this one. I think it'd be too scary for people.
Okay, okay. Okay, here's someone, another comment about that recording. I thought that recording was funny at first, but then it got extremely annoying. It seemed too long in duration, and I feel like I was getting attacked almost. So I hope, you know, that's quite possible, right, Ron? That, yeah, we're all kind of being attacked by that.
Yeah.
But I feel like you've cleared it. I'm wondering if we need to do a little more clearing on that sentence that all those people said. What else could we do? Mental clearing on it, maybe?
Yeah, here we go. So, boy, 1, 2, 3. Oh, boy, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. A headache almost. I feel a lot of tension on my head. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, boy. I don't know. It doesn't feel good.
Wow. Yeah, thank you so much, listener, for sending that in. That's very helpful because, you know, obviously we all kind of needed to be to have that cleared again.
Yeah, it feels like it's a lot of energy there. Not good.
Well, you said in the beginning, you think that's really something's really going on there.
Yep, there's something. Can't exactly say what it is, but there's something going on, and let's try to do a clearing again. So 1, get the cording off of us. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, back to you, Ann.
Okay. Thank you, Ron.
It feels like our listening audience fell asleep or something. I don't know. Everybody awake? Some life force energy. Here we go.
Okay.
It's my life force energy. Stay with me, everybody. I now increase my life force energy. I now increase my life force energy. There we go. So, what's next?
Okay, let me go check. We have something, you know, different on the CLS questions. Well, actually, two new emails just came in. One is a request for healing, or a clearing, rather, I should say, of a group that might be taking action against you, like, you know, bills, notice, you know, bad letters in the mail and that kind of thing. Can we do a quick clearing on that, Ron, or should that be timeline crashes or what?
Well, I think it would be that clearing with the timeline crashes, yes. And since you're involved with, whatever it would be with letters, sounds like it's possibly people wanting to get money from you, maybe from credit card debt or something or whatever. That, at this point, would probably be one of those, the systematic barcode clearing, because that's now, you know, underneath it with this waterfall of stuff happening to you. That could be what you may want to do. But I would say timeline crashes probably be the main one, because I'm assuming that each time you get one of those, you may go into the fear mode. So you may want to get a fear clearing and maybe anxiety. So that's kind of what I'm looking at. Do the mind a heart drop a lot. But I would think timeline crashes would be very good.
Okay.
Let's do a trauma clearing for people. Okay, so here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, let's look at a trauma that you may have had, unexpected trauma. Came from out of the dark, okay? And here it comes. Get rid of it. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And for trauma release, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Oh boy, a lot of stuff there. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. We're not out of the woods yet. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Oh, what I'm picking up too is let's do a this only works on this program here. Let's do a light shift energy shower. So just sit there or stand there wherever you are. Maybe you're laying down. Bring in the energy from the light shift to give you a shower of light. So here we go. Use the word stronger to bring it in. Let's see what we get on a fast chat for comments. Even you can send it to CLS question. So one. Boy, a lot of negativity. Wow. One, two. There we go. Stronger, 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 stronger. I feel stuff leaving around my heart center now from the top going down. Stronger, 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 paralyzed to move or something, able, so stronger. Now it's at the feet. Stronger, and stronger. Here we go. So you may feel better, everybody. Might have even changed a little bit in your body. Might even have felt like maybe you have like a 3-inch energy field around you right now. So back to you, Ann. We'll see what people are commenting.
Okay. We do have some comments, Ron. Yawning with the mental clearing. Not surprising, that happens a lot. Someone else said that they also had a headache, like you mentioned. A few people are mentioning that they're yawning. Someone said they felt that clearing come off their head. A couple of things said it. Headache two. Okay, now someone said, back to that recording, that they think the laugh track is courting us.
Okay.
Could we take that away, Ron, in case that's true?
Oh, take away the last one. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Very interesting to have this much of a reaction just to hearing something over and over again. And maybe it first didn't relate to you, and then it sort of like dug deeper and, you know, started to put roots into you that connect to other maybe timelines that you have lived in the past. Or those keywords now got activated. So it's very interesting to see what's going on.
Yeah, that's true. And again, back to how we're so often not aware of how things are affecting us. And sometimes it's good to pay attention and see how something kind of innocuous could actually really be hurting us and taking away our energy. People are saying, you know, how wonderful, thank you, Ron. That felt heavy. Feels like a load of stress off, especially the light shower. That people really like that. Someone saying they feel like moving around. Good, I'm glad people are feeling better. It does seem like people are waking up here, Ron.
That's good.
Now,
so what day are they in?
Ooh.
let's see where you are. You in August 16th, 2013, or are you somewhere else? Put your finger out in front of you, your index finger pointing upward. And if it's directly in front of you, that's great. If it's to the right, then you're in the future. If it's to the left, you're in the past. So just see where you are. And if you are either place other than in the center, then move your finger slowly. And you're going to be actually, if you're very sensitive, you can actually feel room get rematerialized each time you go into a different timeline. So we'll just say that your finger's over 2 inches to the right in the future. Well, you might be moving your finger going through 1,000 timelines to get back here. Is that going to affect you? Yeah. You might feel, if you do it real quick, you might feel a little dizzy or you go, wow, I don't like that, you know. So you have to be careful on how fast you do it a little bit. But, you know, you are being brought back here each time. One of those timelines, you know, has to be disconnected and a new one put in place. So, oh, does your body jerk? That's possible. On the conference call that we had last week, the 8-hour call, we worked with the hybrid energy, which was that's what I call it anyway. Hybrid to what we have noticed before. So this is like a different races put together. It was an octopus jellyfish energy, which was on top of people's heads. So this one only works live right now on this program. So we're going to clear that from people to see how you feel. We'll get rid of, you know, whatever, you know, I can at this time. Like I say, maybe we can get rid of 5. You may have 500. So I got rid of 5 of them. Here we go. Clearing this combination energy. Maybe they wanted to breed to a wider feeding base or something, or a little more versatile. Here we go. They have their own reasons. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go, everybody. So what do you think? What do you feel? We got a beep, I think. We have a caller out there.
Hello. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, go right ahead.
Hi, this is Sherry. The last clearing that you did for the trauma clearing, I was going to let you know that that really had a huge impact. I felt like there was a million pounds being lifted off of my shoulders. Is there a clearing for that on the website?
Yeah, we do have a trauma clearing. That is there, and we do have the unlimited version and probably even 7 generations on it. In fact, since you mentioned that,
okay.
Let me do a 7 generational sample. I'll go back to your, we'll go back quite a ways for everybody to show you what it's like. Let's go back to your number 36 generation, and I'll just clear your mother's side, like a grandmother who lived at that time, just one person. Here we go. We'll just see if that helps you. The trauma clearing going back to your 36th generation back to a female and mother. Oh, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So you could be experiencing...
Wow.
Listening audience, trauma could be many things. Maybe somebody died and you had trauma. Maybe you might feel your eyes starting to water a little bit, feel like crying, not knowing why or how. Trauma could be just a situation that you're stuck in and you can't get out of it and you keep recycling the trauma. You know what trauma is like. So just see how everybody's responding to sample of a 7 generational clearing going quite a ways back. So
that was very intense.
Yeah, I think it affected a lot of people on the listening audience here.
Yeah, I really felt that too, Ron. Thank you so much.
So you're carrying that.
I'm still kind of shaking from it.
Yeah, a backpack that we don't even know we have is probably touching the ground, and you're dragging it like, you know, a duffel bag, you know, no wheels on it. So, wow, okay, well, thank you for calling. That's
thank you very much.
It's great to open up a new can of worms for everybody.
I just wanted to say, while Ron was doing that healing, I did a search of trauma on creationlightship.com, and there's the trauma body clearing, and then you can add the generations all the way up to 49 generations in the past, which is amazing. Then, and I guess you just keep going, Ron, to see, ask your spirit if you need, which of these you need, and you know if you need them all or just a couple of them to go a few generations back. Then there's also the media, news, event, trauma removal, which you do a lot of samples for us of. And then there's also the fetus and birth trauma clearing. So
yeah.
If people are interested in checking out any of those clearings on the website, please do, because they're all wonderful and very helpful. I feel like we've done a lot of really, ended up doing a lot of really heavy clearings tonight, Ron. And we really appreciate you a lot for doing that for us. We have a couple of, let me see what's on the fast chat first. We have a couple of requests. People, I feel lighter and more alert from the light shower. Someone noticed that she was in the future. And by the way, when you do that exercise, which is so helpful, of putting your finger up and seeing if you're in front of you, keep your finger up if you're to the right or left and move it back to your nose so you're perfectly centered. And when I do that, I just close my eyes for a moment and pull my fingers down to my heart center, and it really helps me get back if I was either in the future or the past. So it's a really useful tool, I feel. Someone said, really felt the head clearing. Somebody was attacked by a dog last night and thought of that for her trauma relief, so I'm sure she's feeling better. Feeling more real now after the hybrid energy clearing. That's very interesting to hear that someone feels more real. Trauma. Okay, so people are saying thank you to that caller because people really did need that trauma clearing, Ron. So thank you so much. That was obviously very valuable to a lot of our listeners. We're getting ready to to end the show soon, and we appreciate you so much, Ron. We did have a request for you to bring some more light back into the planet, and I was wondering if you would do that for us and also maybe bring a little extra light to the light being or something for all of us listening.
Okay, so let's see here. Let's bring the Earth back in from darkness into light. Remember, it gets popped out a little bit, probably every week as the darkness wants to go more here, and so when it had that availability by moving us out, somehow that's what happens. Maybe something completely different, but that's kind of how I can talk about it, because that's the way it kind of makes sense to everybody. So here we go. Going to move it back into the light more. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Doesn't feel too bad. I'll do it one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. We have our special call this Sunday, 8-hour conference call. This is, we have two more left for this month to get rid of the alien critters. And like we did just a little bit earlier, maybe 10 minutes ago, I'm guessing, we took off that hybrid energy, the jellyfish-octopus combination there. So you may feel a little different, too. That's what we do during the particular call is we take out a lot of these things that you know nothing about, but you feel better when it's done. I'll just say blessings to all of you. And if you're interested, come on the weekly calls, the conference calls. And tonight we did, before this program, we did the energetic entity call. I guess I'd call them energetic because they're entities that were connected to people. Close the release. So here we go. Doing the mind to heart drop, then we'll close the program. So having your spirit get commanded to take your thoughts in your head, drop them into your heart. At peace. So counting from 10 to 1 backwards. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everybody. So blessings. And hopefully everything is well with you. Thank you, Ann. And we'll see you later, everybody.
Yes. Thank you, everyone. Good night, and we'll see you tomorrow evening at the same time on BBS Radio. That's 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and it's Saturday night on the Lightship. So hope to see you all there. Bye.